Blog Talk Radio.
Listen to the song.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Tell me in Facebook, Cosmic Boys. Let me know what you think. Words are not enough. Find out where we, that leaves everyone. Tune in. You're in, and you tuned and all that. Words, spoken or written, are not enough. A lot of people don't understand what I'm saying when I say that, but this means we, that's all red line, collectively, as a people, have one alternative, and only one. And I mean, it's the last on a long list of things that could be done, but here's the alternative. And you might want to, I don't know, think about what I wrote. The superpower at the time decided that the people who had arms could not be trusted and tried to confiscate them. Caused an armed rebellion. That's known as the Revolutionary War. Revolutionary War from 1775 to 1783. You think about how many years that is. Took a while. Okay. It was about 3% of the colonists who took up arms against Great Britain. Now, that's where your 3%ers get their name and all that. I haven't heard much from the 3%ers. If somebody would like to post something from them on the page, do so. As to the use of words, that's all red line. The meaning of most has changed over the last two centuries. That's 200 years if you don't understand what a century is. Some have been deleted completely, and they're trying to delete more of them. And I understand the reason for some of the deletions. Some of them no longer apply in any way, shape, or form. This actually goes to the extent of some not being appropriate, period. A Nigerian doesn't fit into the realm of the slang usage of that word because some podunk couldn't pronounce it properly. Anybody wanted to look that up, you go right ahead. I'm not going to say it on air. I'm not stupid. I disagree with it. Today, you hear those seeking public office promising, and some actually believe what they hear. And it's real hard to believe. Now, we're supposed to have, in case you don't know, a utopia, socialistic utopia. No, right here in the good old U.S. of A. Well, that word promise is a noun. Ooh, it's a name of something that's actual. In Webster's, I gleaned some definition that I really feel is appropriate to what people find in a promise. 1B, a legally binding declaration that gives the person to whom it is made, that's essence, a right to expect or to claim the performance or forbearance of a specific act. Now, when I say legally binding, I mean that very literally. The people right now don't feel bound by anything, be that conscience or anything else. They are doing things that are unconscionable, like knocking 8,000 people out of work because they think that the Green New Deal, they're going to close the Keystone Pipeline. Well, guess what? there's a lot of people suing right now to get that open back up. And I tell you that the problem they've got in terms of resisting that is awesome. expect it to be reopened. It may take a month or two, but it'll get there. Now, it has been decided that any procedure, and that can be anything, right to due process, freedom of our rights, you know, all of it. It has been decided that any procedure is null and void. that kind of puts everybody in a trick bag. Then you go along with finding the rest of it. Promises mean nothing, and the words of any writing carry no legal standing. That's where your rights, that's where these people violate your rights. They violate the law, and they don't give a shit, quite literally, straight up. So where does this leave everyone? Huh? Well, I suggest we start taking action. And, I mean, you got to really think about this. So where does this leave everyone? I suggest we start taking action. The PSYOPs. And if you don't know what that means, look it up to start and it escalate as needs. There are thousands of silly ways that are completely unexpected. No surprise. How about a nice Godfather surprise? Horse heads in bed indeed. Putting the omen of a signet in a public place, specifically one that is well known, will start this rolling. Now, it depends on you, not just one person such as me on the radio complaining and bitching and all that sort of thing. It takes everybody and their mother-in-law. If you want to do something other than getting violent, that would be taking a machine gun down to City Hall and cleaning the place out, which I don't advocate and I don't think is a good idea. You got a choice. Make sure your guns are oiled. Make sure they're loaded. Make sure you got plenty of ammo or however much you can get. Be ready in your mind to take the fight to them for a change. They've been hollering and bitching and complaining for years, ever since Trump won. He shouldn't have won. He stole that election. Have you heard that before? Well, guess who started? It was the Dems when they found out they lost. That's where it started. Oh, we gotta take some of Soros' money and fight back. Well, I have two magazines that I'm going to go through just lightly. And when I say lightly, I mean I'm going to just touch on the beginning of the things and go from there. I have here's the editor's letter from the week, March 26th. Oh, it went out of date yesterday. Oh, my goodness. The expiration date kicks in and you just throw it out. I have my own Andrew Cuomo story to tell. And it's all about Cuomo's character. And the problem is, the whole article, our letter, editor's letter from William Falk, he's the editor-in-chief, I've read it, and it's just okay. It doesn't really call for anything to go on, doesn't really make anything happen, point out anything new, or any of it. What you got to understand is that we have a bunch of, and here's the word, promises again from a politician, specifically stipulating President Biden. Biden promises vaccine doses for all by May. Well, we got that gives us a month, give or take, in a few days. we'll see. I don't think so. And the reason I'll tell you why is because they have dumped the thing called that hurry-up process that they had, warp speed or some such. Well, Trump initiated that. He also made sure contrary to the lies you see on TV or in print elsewhere, that there were millions of doses readily available before he got out of office. They were already being shipped. Well, you ship them to a distribution point, and then you ship them out to certain areas or states or whatever and go from there. Now, Biden's riding his coattails.
There wasn't no vaccine.
Well, Biden, you need to plug your brain into the wall socket on this one. I'm sorry, but that's bullshit. Out and out lie. I don't know if it came off the teleprompter or not, but there it is. And that's it. Biden promised vaccine doses for all by May. And promises are BS. Remember that. I'm going to throw a little COVID in here. 10 years ago, the Fukushima nuclear plant melted down, forcing 160,000 people to evacuate. But two men stayed behind so that they could release cows, dogs, and whatnot and take care of them and feed them. That's cool. Now, I have boots on the ground in Japan, and I asked, and it was confirmed that a lot of people haven't left, or they left temporarily. Waited until the water went back down and went back to what they were doing. There's a whole bunch of people right up next to this place. So where does that leave us? If we're not getting a whole bunch of runoff stuff from the pastures, plantations, et cetera, where the hell is it coming from and who's dumping this shit in the ocean? Huh? Maybe we need to investigate that. Woo. Nobody wants to touch it. Nobody wants to touch it. And the reason I say so is because I have personally checked. Nobody are willing to do this. Now, here's another headline. A growing crisis at the southern border. A growing Biden crisis at the southern border. And make that crisis into a humanitarian crisis. Oh, yeah, and Trump's guilty, by the way. It's human heartbreak. Sleeping on floors, showering only once a week, and going hungry. Now, what were they trying to escape? They were trying to get away from somebody shooting at them, and I don't blame them. I'd want to get out of someplace like that, too. Don't blame Biden for a crisis he inherited from Trump. What a friggin' lie. You people are so full of something that ought to be flushed. It's pathetic. Literally, that's Washington Post. They don't know. I wonder if they have the same problem that Biden probably does in terms of wiping. I just get the feeling they do. Appalling. From both from a humanitarian and rule of law perspective. Oh. And my morale would go up. But that's a small price to pay to rectify Trump's barbarity. Oh, well, maybe you ought to take a look at Mr. Black Man in Chief, the guy who was in office that Trump took over from. Obama put him in the cages. Obama did it. I can't say that. I'd like to tattoo that on somebody's forehead. Rule of law perspective, well, you have negated all the laws down there. Trump's barbarity? Bullshit. Chaos at the border could cost his party control of Congress. Now, that's a fact. There's a lot of people down there that are pissed. I don't know how many of them are going to get their guns out and shoot a few. There may well be some of that in the very near future. Biden must make clear in words and policy that the southern border is not open. Well, now, you keep violating that your oath of office, you can be removed for that, along with your assistant, Kamala Cool Beans Harris. Yeah. Then you got Cuomo refuses to resign as accusations multiply. Oath of office violated, and you're gone. Oh, 1 year on, how has the pandemic changed us? Well, how about government lockdowns of everything and closed schools? That, Here's something that I, one line in this whole article that I found that was pertinent to what I'm looking to do in terms of education. And you got to understand this. Nicholas Goldberg said it in the Los Angeles Times. We'll never fully return to the way we used to live and work. You got to bear that in mind, and you better make note of it because that's a fact. It's not fiction. You got 30% of the job generators out of business permanently, gone. Only in America, students and teachers will, however, still be forbidden from using the Hindu greeting Namaste. Oh my goodness! Maybe everybody that hears this should try to take that and make it go crazy. Just stretching and breathing. Oh my goodness! The state's ban on yoga in schools. Well, you know what you can do with that? Stick it. Just like you can in the situation with masks. They aren't healthy, and they don't stop the coronavirus. Oh, not even the good masks. Oh, boy. Terrible situation. A bad week for not seeing the future. Wisconsin fire investigators blamed a house fire that caused an estimated $250,000 damage on homeowner's crystal ball. I remember not too long ago, it was all over the place about not leaving bottled water in the seat because it's liable to catch your vehicle on fire. Well, when sunshine came through a large set of windows and through the glass ball, it ignited the couch. Oh, boy. Ooh, Miami's going spastic. Was overrun with thousands of unruly spring breakers, ignoring COVID restrictions, drinking in the street, blocking traffic, jumping on car hoods, and it's not worth the revenue, according to the mayor. And he's got a point there. Well, you can lock them all up, you know. Well, let's take it a step further. Zero interest financing. Sentenced to 20 years in jail for borrowing a loaner vehicle from a BMW dealership, using the car for an armed bank robbery, and returning to the dealer to buy a car with cash. Some crooks ain't too bright. Holland confirmed to lead Interior. Made the person an Interior Secretary. First Native American to hold a cabinet position in U.S. history. Well, that sounds pretty good. Now, we got limits on oil and gas and whatnot from public lands. I hope you take that seriously and take it in a manner that can make a difference. Wrongful death lawsuit. Minneapolis police officer charged killing black resident George Floyd. Wrongful death lawsuit. Okay. We're waiting. Ain't nobody done anything or said anything. Austin, voting restrictions, 24 restrictive voting bills. Ooh. The minister takes aim at early and mail-in voting, drive-through voting, and overnight or early voting. Require state residents to send in a photocopy of their driver's license or other official ID. Now, you got to remember, these are all primarily regulatory horse manure. But in this case, when you augment a law, especially a federal one, usually the regulation stands. Require state residents to send in a photocopy of their driver's license. Well, what happens if you ain't got that? Well, if you don't have an identification card, you go down to the motor vehicle place and pay your $5 and get you a state ID card. You heard me. And without it, without either one, they don't get to vote. While another would prohibit election officials from mailing absentee ballots to people who hadn't requested one. that might change some things. And voting rights advocate with the League of Women Voters in Texas. And only found 16 cases of false addresses on registration forms. Uh-huh. You didn't do your job. You didn't check. And I don't give you any kind of credibility on that. Washington, D.C., Russian meddling. Russia tried to interfere in the 2020 election by conducting influence operations aimed at denigrating President Biden's candidacy and undermining public confidence in the electoral process. Well, I don't know very many people that really trust the electoral process right now because it's full of it. Specifically tied Putin to efforts by a Ukrainian lawmaker to collaborate with Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani to smear Biden. He don't need to be smeared. He don't know who he is or where he is or who is right. launder influence narratives through U.S. media organizations, and Iran helped him. Ooh. Atlanta, tale of the tape. According to a recording that emerged last week, Trump actually told her, yeah, ooh, to find the right answer, and she would be praised for helping overturn the vote. Now, you get to really get this stuff straight when it can come up with a tape of somebody saying something that you guys have said the opposite of. Well, my mind. Washington's arrests in Capitol death. Two men were arrested this week in an assault on Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick in the January 6th Capitol riot. The cause of Sicknick's death remains uncertain as autopsy results are still pending. Ackworth and Atlanta, Georgia shooting rampage. A gunman killed 8 people, including 6 Asian women, in 3 separate shootings at massage parlors in the Atlanta area. But everybody has heard some of this. Don't remember, this is the week. It's March 26th. Naked protests. Ooh, that might be interesting. In Paris, an actor stripped naked at France's equivalent of the Oscars last week to protest the government's closure of cinemas and theaters during the pandemic. Ooh, all right, how about this? Rome, Italy, no gay marriage. Pope Francis signed off this week on a Vatican decree barring Catholic priests from blessing same-sex weddings. God cannot bless sin. Okay. You see where these things are going. It's getting worse. Oh, here's one from Brazil. Massacres by loggers and miners. After the 1964 massacre, only 6 were left of this of a complete people. There's only 6 left. Unbelievable. Bolivia, former president in jail. Former interim president Jeanine Añez was arrested and charged with terrorism, sedition, and conspiracy. Berlin, AstraZeneca use paused. Now, they supposedly fixed this when a guy came out and said it don't cause blood clots after all. Well, I'm going to wait and see what they're going to try to do here. Moscow, locking up opposition, arrested some 200 people. Think about this. Many of them independent opposition municipal lawmakers from across the country. One of the groups, Undesirable Organization, says Russia. Open Russia. And it's led by an activist. Their goal is to scare people away from engaging in politics. Is that what Facebook and YouTube and all them are doing by their censorship, trying to keep you out of politics? They sure aren't worried about the truth because I've read some posts that violated their community standards, and they ain't doing nothing about it. Global terrorist entity. Ooh, my goodness. 2,000 civilians have been killed. This is Mozambique. Killed in the fighting, and 670,000 more have been displaced. Hundreds have been beheaded by jihadists, including children as young as 11. Yeah, okay. Does that mean that they're still going to claim this is the belief in peace, that it's a Religion of Peace? Pyongyang, warning Biden, North Korea. Ooh, yes, halt joint military drills in South Korea. We take this, I've been warned. The new U.S. administration trying hard to give off a gunpowder smell in our land, Kim Jong-un said. If it wants to sleep in peace for the coming 4 years, it better refrain from causing a stink. Really? And while they tried to get in touch with him, they didn't respond. Tokyo, gay marriage win. Japan's LGBTQ community is celebrated this week after district court ruled that the government's failure to recognize same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. Yemen, deadly blaze. Guards rounded up hundreds of demonstrators, ordered them into a hangar, and fired two projectiles into the building and burnt them and the building to the ground. Ooh. Now you think about some of this stuff. Michelle Pfeiffer quit her acting career for a lot of different reasons, mostly for the kids. Pfeiffer decided going back to acting would ease the blow of her empty nest, so now she's back in it. Oh, America's falling fertility rate. It ain't falling. You know where they get all these thousands of women who delayed childbirth, three and five, cited their desire to reach a certain job title or level before starting a family. So where does infertility come in? It don't, but they got to lie about something. Pandemic affect births. It is apparently causing a baby bust. We can't have kids, man. It'd be dangerous for them. Daylight time is the least worst option. That's all BS. Talks that daylight savings time ought to be tossed. Lincoln has been subject to a whole bunch of crap. He was repulsed by Saber, disgusted, seeing black soul-like animals at auction, insisting that they too had natural rights. When Lincoln said in the 1865 speech that the freed slaves should have the right to vote, John Wilkes Booth, you know who he is, who was in the audience, vowed to assassinate him. Really? It would be foolish to cancel him based on the standards of another era. That's like the reparations. Hold water. Voter suppression can backfire. We don't mind putting security measures in that won't let everybody vote. But everybody shouldn't be voting. I agree. If President Biden won your state in 2020, you clearly have a quality control problem. Current Republican efforts to curtail mail-in voting, remove ballot drop boxes, and restrict early voting are so blatantly partisan and so indefensible that they may backfire. Well, what they'll backfire on is the Democrats for saying everybody, even including illegal, and I say this again, illegal aliens, to vote. Woman in New York City fell to draft in her bathroom, found it came from a strange secret apartment. It was behind a mirror, and found a darkened two-floor, unfinished apartment. Ooh. She made it in and out alive. Okay. A karaoke crooner has been fined nearly $4,000 for aggravating neighbors by belting off-key Dolly Parton and ABBA hits. Imagine having a neighbor with a microphone and he's being stupid like Netherlands. Race still matters in translation. Yeah, sure it doesn't. And then you got this one, United Kingdom. Are police and politicians failing women? Yes, absolutely. Mexico, does legal marijuana bill go far enough? That's a question. And it's questionable. You have to wait and see. Israel, desperate Netanyahu, lashes out. Likely to win more seats than any other in March 23rd election. It will struggle to forge a governing alliance. That's where the problem is. A growing number of right-wing parties have ruled out joining in a coalition with Netanyahu, who is currently on trial for corruption. Imagine that. Fear and fury is evident in the campaign trail. Netanyahu hurled lies, defamatory accusations, and half-truths at rivals. Now he's added contempt and mockery of his to his arsenal. And does it sound familiar? Ivory Coast, where leaders keep on dropping dead. Does Ivory Coast need an exorcist? They're thinking it does. Everybody gets in an office, flips over dead. A rescue bill, a new era of much bigger government. And I put too much. $3 trillion more? After we get to $1.9 trillion, you guys are out of your mind. You can't. You refuse to allow any form of debate or discussion. What is, what's the point? From July through December 2020, states with Republican governments had higher death and infection rates from COVID-19 than Democrat-led states. Basically, that's a lie. The filibuster, a crossroads for Congress and the Senate. Democrats face a choice. Democracy or the filibuster? What a crock of shit. The idea is to limit a thing called mob rule. After the shot, what can you safely do? Nada. You get to wear your mask anyway and all that sort of thing. And they got a poll watch deal here, and it's racist, so I won't even touch it. We got some jokes. Big tech finding few friends in Biden's White House. Ooh, that means that you're about to have some serious problems down the road. Well, filtration plant may be able to scrub a ton of carbon dioxide from there every year. The only problem is to take 30,000 of them to make a difference. And to secure video feeds. Ooh, hackers got in there and they gained access. Super admin account of an administrator whose username and password have been publicly exposed on the internet. Ah, boy, they want everybody there. Libraries locked out at Amazon. Amazon is the only major book publisher that refuses to sell downloadable versions of its e-books or audiobooks to libraries. And people are telling them that just playing a beast. Switch to Amazon, her book was nowhere to be found. Ooh. Section 230, likely to stay despite critics. Don't bet on it. It violates the First Amendment big time. And there's a bunch of people out here that ain't going to put up with that. Book of the week, The Code Breaker, Jennifer Doudna, Gene Editing, and the Future of the Human Race? No, it's not. Gene editing technology, putting her at the forefront of a scientific revolution that gives human control over the evolutionary destiny of their own species. No, it doesn't. You can't even give everybody a shot to get rid of the flu. A world without email. Reimagining work in an age of communication overload. So, that was my response. The origins of cookie. Cooking. The only question I got about that book would have to do with somebody that accidentally caught the prey on fire. That's the origin of cooking. Duchess. Oh, we gotta pay attention to the royal families. Forget it. Not interested. Oh, 2021 Grammys, an award show renewed by crisis. Which one? How many? I mean, you know, it keeps on going. Oh, boy. Britney Spears taught us something. Being a young female pop star is dangerous for one's well-being. Think about that. That's pretty correct. It fits just about everybody and anybody that would come along. Bottom line, 1 in 4 home buyers in April, June this last year bought a house priced at $500,000 or more. Mortgage originations rose to a record high in the fourth quarter, and 71.7% of those mortgages went to borrowers with credit scores above 760. Ooh. No, Small Business Administration, PPP lenders, accidentally issued 8,731 duplicate loans. Well, would they, okay, were you getting the money back? I mean, you know, what's going on? They didn't say, and they don't, and it keeps going. This is stuff you need to be aware of. There's a lot of fraud in that, in this coronavirus stuff. At U.S. Venture Capital Firms, decision-making, 243 of 1,716 decision-makers are women, or about 14%, up from 5.7%, but 61.7% of firms still do not have any female decision-makers at all. Stripe. Huh, that's a payments processing company, and I don't know if it's worth anything or not. They say it is. Security, Microsoft investigates sort of mega hack. Microsoft investigating whether or not his partners leaked information about security vulnerabilities to hackers. Yeah. Trade. U.S. gives backing to global tax minimum. The Biden administration is pushing for a global minimum tax on multinational corporations. That'd be interesting. Employment. Uber drivers get UK protections. Uber said this week it will classify its UK drivers as workers, entitling them to minimum wage and benefits. That's not a bad deal. And no company has pushed harder to crash the script than Subway, which conspicuously presents fresh footlongs on Korean dramas as a harbinger of cool. That's how they advertise. Ooh. Business trouble. Maybe we'll just keep zooming. It's cheaper. They probably will. What the experts say. Really? Jump in Social Security benefits. Cost of living doesn't. Should be 3% in January 2022. Ooh. Well, homeowners turn to cash out refis. Mortgages attracting more cash from their homes through cash out refinancing in 2020 than in any year since the financial crisis. That's 08. Average cash out refi last year was $50,000. That's down from 59,000. Borrowers tapped their homes as their ATMs. That left them only more than their homes were worth when prices crashed. Ooh, for some men, degrees, but no job. In the last month's U.S. labor report, 74.6% of men 25 and older with only a bachelor's degree were employed, compared to 72.7% of men with advanced degrees. Sometimes, and this happens a lot, growth, U.S. could power global recovery. I wish. Some economists are also exceptionally bullish on it. The economy has the potential to burst out of the starting gate like an Olympic sprinter. Oh. Now you got how money learned to do tricks, stupid tricks, trading card features. The quarterback Tom Brady sold for $1.3 million. I mean, it goes on. There's a whole bunch of stuff that these people jumped into that didn't do much of anything for anybody. And was not what you would call something that everybody would want to be involved in. Come on. Shit. Well, yeah, now we get into the March 23rd through the 30th. A Washington Examiner. When does it end? Senator Rand Paul and top Biden advisor Anthony Fauci had a spat on Thursday over mass vaccination and reinfection. The question is, when does this all end? Yeah. from what I've been hearing and from what I've been told, whenever Fauci is removed as a senior advisor, President Trump, diplomacy. Donald Trump brought some order to the border, not with his much-wanted wall, but with diplomacy. Biden opened it up and screwed it up, triggering a humanitarian crisis. And most of the people down there, I want you to know this, they're not looking to escape gangs and bullets and shit like that. They're economic refugees from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Central America's North Triangle, passing through Mexico. Biden can give himself cover to reform, but he won't. He deserves blame for this irresponsible decision. Well, how irresponsible has got to get? Well, how about some intel in that area? When is a crisis not a crisis, says Hugo Gordon, the editor. Occasionally events are so catastrophic that they oblige a brief period of no-spin truth-telling. 9/11 caused that. Calamities inflicted on nations, commonly by hapless leaders who think too highly of their own abilities, are brushed aside as trivial right up to the moment when voters have had enough, and it's the politician who is brushed aside instead. Winter of discontent, Britain was cracking into the mass strikes of union labor and all this in 79. Well, crisis? What crisis? President Biden and everyone in his administration responded in much the same way when he asked about the flood of illegal immigrants pressing up their noses up against the southern border, demanding to live in the United States and confident that the new incumbent of the Oval Office won't turn them away. Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen, and they're not going to like it, and I've already heard about this. There are some people with long-range rifles who are showing up on the border down there to help the ranchers drop the coyotes. Yeah, those are the people, you know, the charge you and all that shit. The worst part, the great spring forward. The worst part about these next few months is the great spring forward, otherwise known as daylight saving time. I don't think anybody likes that very much. What they want to do is make some kind of a permanent time, period. The Grammys are over. Pretend to put out good music. Really? I haven't heard any in a long time. Grammys have become sort of the sort of trashy travesties that once invited thrown tomatoes from the masses. Everyone ignored them. Try this. It's down 53% in viewership. Anybody can watch that crap. Rewriting, renaming. In California, the road on your GPS suddenly changes names and then changes back, and you can thank racial justice. Oh, boy. How much of this can everybody stand is what I'm asking. How come nobody has decided to do anything about it? Wokeness won't let us have problematic good fun like The Bachelor. Unpleasant return to normal. Traffic jams. Oh, my God. Nature is healing. Ooh. Oh, and here's Alan. That boy is guilty of molesting a youngster, and he's still getting away with it because people let him. Oh, boy, catastrophe in the Horn of Africa. They got a lot of things in here about other countries, but they're not really getting into the juicy part of the reports for right here in the States. Always a bully. Ooh. Corruption, cover-ups, and intimidation have followed Andrew Cuomo his entire career. You're guilty, boy. In 2012, Governor Cuomo announced the Buffalo Billion Project and infused investment cash into Buffalo. By 2016, a federal grand jury had indicted Cuomo's top aide, Joseph Percoco on charges of bribery connected to the Buffalo scheme. He was convicted in 2018. Health Center, Brooklyn, New York, by emergency medical orders. On April 17, 2020, the Cuomo administration ordered nursing homes to accept COVID patients, accelerating the deadly virus, the spread of it. Well, if I had lost a grandma, you'd get a wrongful death lawsuit, Cuomo. Chip Roy's Tea Party Revival. Texas Republican on bridging the party's gaps and slowing Democrats' march. And he's doing it. Now, he's doing it within the system. Pressure builds on Democrats to ditch filibuster to pass Biden agenda. Ah, well, that pervert Schumer isn't going to get his way. Supportive years ago, several lawmakers are having a change of heart with their party in power. Ooh, pressure is building on Democrats to ditch the filibuster to pass a long list of party agenda items that Republicans oppose. Well, this is just, all I did was put a star by the headline. Under Biden, a tax man cometh again. We're going to take some more out of you, even if it hurts. Mitt Romney leans in on a carbon tax. Oh, we got more carbon tax, and we got more taxes. Oh my, dude, you're a commie. You need to go somewhere. Where are the people that we? COVID receding in the U.S. This case is climate, former airplane hotspots. That's it. Sad saga of the F-35. Too big to fail, too expensive to fly. That's a bummer. Why can't they just simply take the design, a design that works, and use it? Judge allows class action lawsuit against Google to proceed. Good. I wrote that in great big letters. Go stop. Users claim the tech giant collected private data despite use of incognito mode on the Chrome browser. I don't use Chrome. I'm going to get rid of the one I got on here. Hacker Collective gains access to 150,000 security camera feeds. There's no update in this article. It's all bullshit. Airline stocks surge on new bookings, but they're still on shaky ground. Yeah, they'd be lucky to survive. Oh, boy. More. Now, Stephen Moore is the financial economics columnist of the Washington Examiner and an economic consultant to FreedomWorks. Moore, the fall of Chile is a warning to America if they can keep it. You remember hearing that? between 75 and 2015, per capita income in Chile quadrupled to 23,000, the highest rate in Latin America. As a result, from early 80s to 2014, poverty fell from 45% to 8%. Woo! Chile became one of the wealthiest nations in South America. Now the problem starts. The Marxist intellectual class of Latin America always hated the free market reforms. They disparage Chicago boys and people that have done it as fascists. As Chile became the jewel of the South, as Chile became the jewel of South America. The Marxists invented a narrative of inequality. Have you heard that one? The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer and capitalism is evil. Infiltrated all of Chile's cultural institutions, the media, the schools, the universities, the Catholic Church, the arts, the unions, and even the corporate boardrooms. Probably the bedrooms, too. They spread their poisonous creed of collectivism to the populace. Is any of this sounding familiar to our situation today? Now you understand the critical nature of us stopping them. In October 2020, voters approved a rewrite of the Constitution. Now, property rights and the rule of law are in danger. Chile is now in economic free fall. The poor are getting crushed. The rich are pulling the money out of the country. They've arrived at equality, and nearly everyone is suffering. Meanwhile, back in America, we have an economic transformation of our own going on. The Biden administration promised to help the middle class by handing out trillions of dollars in free money to citizens and paying people more money for not working than working. We will borrow trillions of dollars and pray that the Chinese continue to buy up our bonds and that our currency holds up. It ain't going to do it forever. Many of our constitutional protections and congressional rules of behavior, such as the filibuster, which protects the rights of the minority, may be headed to the shredder. Election laws are getting rewritten to benefit significantly the party in power. The Democrats, the House has passed a bill requiring millions of working class people to join unions and pay dues. That ain't why. They're trying to start Civil War II. They're going to have Civil War III. They keep it up. Suck it to the rich. Tax increases coming that will make the productive class and job earners pay their fair share. Tax rates of 50, 60, and 70%. Will it have a happy ending? The answer to that question might be contained in the frightening example of what happened in Chile. It is our children and college students should be learning in the classrooms. Fat chance. The left runs our schools now, too. Now, in this section of Life and Arts, I found a statement or quote, James McElroy. Wokeness has now been institutionalized by every power organization from Goldman Sachs to the military. It cannot be stopped with appeals to myth and evolutionary psychology. And words are not enough. Jordan Peterson's rules aren't enough. It's a book. And Peterson lays it out, and I went through it, and his voice no longer claps like thunder. Things have changed in Peterson's absence. He's gone for a while. His larger political project can be seen as an attempt to hold together a world that's already disappeared. Well, now we got a choice. Do you want America to disappear, or would you rather not have that happen? I'd rather not have that happen. I didn't go to Vietnam and bleed and hurt for the fun of it. Anti-Mormonism, another deal where you end up with a problem in terms of somebody dictating how things should be, irrespective as to whether they are correct, illegal, impossible, or what. Here's Hugo Gurdon. And this is his column he writes in this thing. Biden's Democrats don't want to free the serfs. They won't. They're going to make it worse. How many black people out there are there that are bound? Now, that can be economical or whatever, but you're still wearing the chains you supposedly got rid of centuries ago. The 1917 revolution ushered in a new tyranny that held the mass of Russians in a form of serfdom without money, comfort, or hope. In Britain, the economic, physical, moral decay of socialism and its constant attenuation of opportunity became glaringly clear in the 1978 winter of discontent. Garbage was 20 feet high on the sidewalks, and even gravediggers went on strike. This unfavorable view of the dirt, depravity, and demoralization of socialism contributed much to the Thatcher's 79 landslide victory. In Moscow, with a group of Western travel writers, this is Gurdon, it takes a long time for socialist corrosion to reach that level of extreme decay. Well, what you have here is words. Here we go. York. Democratic filibuster hypocrisy. Well, there is nothing in these magazines but words. Entire other half of the country that now fears your power rather than respects it. You paying attention, Biden? Democrats? You best be. If you're not, swiftly, one-offs can accumulate and start to become accepted as the new standard. Well, that standard is lock and load. What explains Biden's chameleon-like transformation? How about the lack of a working mind? Hanahan. On vaccinations, the EU is showing its Venezuelan side. So this is on, his article is all about power. And the power that he's exercising doesn't have shit to do with reality. Now, I don't like the idea of having to go to war in some respects, and I don't mean war such as shooting people, but I don't like the idea of having to fight with my own country to preserve myself. I don't see that as optional. What you got to understand, what everybody has to understand, and what they have to get other people to listen to is simply that what I'm going to do in the near future is go into a live broadcast with questions routine. Now, I want you to think about that. You'll have the option to raise your hand and tell me just what you're thinking about. What are we supposed to do with this? Or how are we supposed to handle that? Well, there are a lot of things going on. President Trump ran up against it, and he couldn't handle it. I don't know if you know much about Trump, but he's a pretty prolific individual. Here's the thing. He couldn't handle the quantitative amounts of things stacked against him. And the reason he couldn't was very simple. There are enablers. I talked about this some. Those enablers, the Richies, that keep Soros going and a few other things, have put us in a position where our options are very, very limited. You need to think about what kind of options. Now, what I intend to do, what I'd like to see, is simply some psyops, yeah, psychological operations that have a tendency to twist the heads off of certain people who think they're leaders. Whether they're Democrats or Republicans or outside the political realm doesn't matter. But I want to see it get to the point where we at least get the message across to the extent that we're no longer ignored. That should make a difference. And if it's ignored, you escalate. Now, everybody take this, and I'm given as very simply a word of advice. Let's get out there, get her done, make it happen.